What up? Yeah, it's Sci-Fi. Let's see. Top 90 songs of 2022. You know, 2022, I think this year was the best year of music since 2019. Only because I feel like in 20, obviously in 2020, and then also in 2021, I think the big name artists were very hesitant on releasing music, obviously because of COVID, and you know, people want to tour. You know, these musicians make a lot of, like, most of their money on these tours, and so you know, they're not gonna release new music on these, you know, and not tour. So I think this year was the first year where, like, no tours got postponed, or like there was a very clear 100% tours happening. So I understand, like, it makes sense why, you know, this year was definitely a little bit different than the past 2 years. I predict it's gonna be kind of the same in next year, maybe even better, because I think now it's like we're like extremely back to normal when it comes to music. Like, we are far away normal. So, well, that being said, top 9 songs of 2022. Spoiler alert, there's no Taylor Swift. Proudly, no Taylor Swift. All right. I like Taylor Swift, but, like, I just don't like it. Let me just stop talking. All right, top 9 songs of 2022. All righty. 90 to, I guess we're gonna kind of go by tens here and there. All right, 90 to 81. 90, Aim for the Stars, Land of the Stars by Sci-Fi. 89, Worst Day by Future. I'm gonna just kind of rattle off these songs. At maybe a top 50, I'll kind of stop and, you know, talk about it a little bit more. 89, Worst Day by Future. 88, Ghetto Gods Freestyle by Dreamville. 87, Doja by Sanaa and A$AP Rocky. 86, Paparazzi by Mike Dimes. 85, Role Model by Brent Faiyaz. 84, Everybody Shooters 2 by 42 Doug and ESTG. 83, As It Was by Harry Styles. 82, Father Time by Kendrick Lamar and Sampha. 81, Naked Freestyle by Baby Keem. You know, this Mike Dimes kid rapper, 86, Paparazzi, he's got that it factor. I think he can really be a big name artist in the future. He just checks all the boxes for me. I think great lyrics, great beats, great personality, young as well. He's got his pulse on the streets, social media. Like, I think he's got all the ingredients for being a big name artist. All right. 82, I might be totally wrong. 82, 80 to 72. 80, Hot Ish by Cardi B and Kanye and Lil Durk. 79, In My Head by 24K Golden and Travis Barker. 78, Fortunate by The Game and Kanye, Dreezy and Chiller. 77, Lost and Found Freestyle 2019, A$AP Rocky and Tyler Creator. 76, Great Balls of Fire by Miles Teller. 75, 5x6, Green Tip by IAZ. 74, Cozy by Beyonce. 73, World Cup by High Show Speed. 72, Here With Me by David. Here With Me, man. Such a romantic song. My goodness. You just, like, want to cry listening and then, like, also watching the music video. Like, man, such a great song. Such a great love song. That kid's definitely got a future. All righty. 71 through 62. 71, Ignite the Love by Kid Cudi. 70, Calling My Name by Drake. 69, I Want You But You'll Never Know by Rory. 68, Celebrity Skin by Doja Cat. 67, Poland by Lil Yachty. 66, Angel by Brent Faiyaz. 65, Massive by Drake. 64, Bank Account by Baby Keem and Lil Uzi Vert. 63, That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers. 62, Backstage Passes by ESTG and Jack Harlow. You know, we really do need to investigate number 67, Poland by Lil Yachty. We need to investigate the social experiment that caused. It went from, I have never seen, I you know, this happens every now and then. The song blew up, and then you didn't hear about it the next week. It was like a top 10, top 20 song out of nowhere. And then boom, it dies. And I don't know, I just kind of, it's such an interesting how that happens. It just organically grew and then it just organically died. Such a interesting. I don't know. I just, it was a very interesting time period that that happened. So I don't know. That was intriguing. All right, 61 through 52. Am I recording? Yes, I am. Wait, am I recording? I'm just making sure. Wait, I'm gonna make sure I'm recording. Yeah, I am recording. All right, cool. I'm just want to make sure, y'all. All right, I got it. 61 through 52. 61, All Mine by Brent Faiyaz. 60, I Guess It's F Me by Drake. 59, Kill Bill by SZA. 58, Poison by Jack Harlow and Lil Wayne. 57, Denial by Ray Sherman. 56, What Up by PGF, Nuke, and Polo G. 55, Rich Minion by Yeat. 54, Doja by Central C. 53, Pressurelicious by Megan Thee Stallion and Future. 52, Jimmy Cooks by Drake and 21 Savage. Poison, very underrated song. If Jack Harlow makes more songs like that, he will even be a bigger name artist. Very melodic, and that is it. Like if you if that is that is his last check mark to be a global international artist. So I mean he already is, but even bigger, that's all I'm saying. All right. We're in now the 50s, 51 through 42. 51, Easy by The Game and Kanye West. 50, Count Me Out by Kendrick Lamar. 49, Too Many Nights by Metro Boomin, Future, and Don Toliver. 48, Petty 2 by Lil Durk and Future. Wait, does that song really have. Does Too Many Nights really have Future in it? I just really gotta. Oh, yeah, it does. We'll talk about it later. 48, Petty 2 by Lil Durk and Future. 47, F2 Up by SZA. 46, Tupac Talk about FIFA World Cup and Nicki Minaj. 45, Outside by Yeat and Young Thug. 44, New Mode by Kid Cudi. 43, Rich Flex by Drake and 21 Savage. 42, Labels Calling by Mike Dimes. Another great Mike Dimes song. Too Many Nights. Don Toliver, man. What a vibe. What a verse. What a song. What a rhythm. What everything. He shines. Don Toliver, Future, this Metro Boomin group, this when they make songs with each other, it is always amazing. That little dark, sinister rhythm. They need to do that more. Because every time, and I think the audience agrees, every Don Toliver that is song that is like that is always super popular. Also, Tukataga, please listen to the song. Great song. It will get you bumping. It will get you bouncing. All right. Moving on up. 41 and through 32. 41, Young Harleazy by Jack Harlow. 40, Left and Right, Left by Charlie Puth and Jungkook by BTS. 39, N95 by Kendrick Lamar. 38, Alien Superstar by Beyonce. 37, Diet Coke by Pusha T. 36, In Love by Kid Cudi. 35, Superhero by Metro Boomin, Future, Chris Brown. 34, Peeing in Millions by Drake, 21 Savage, and Travis Scott. 33, Jackie Brown by Brent Faiyaz. 32, Turbo and Baby Youngboy, NBA, whatever, NBA Youngboy. No, again, with the whole Metro Boomin Future thing, whenever they make songs, they make the most simplest, dope songs. In Love, great Kid Cudi song. Just a very classic Kid Cudi song. PM Millions, it's a vibe. It's just such a, man, it makes you just want to like sit outside in the dark and just kind of like, leaning on your car type of vibe. Great song. All right, next up. 31 through 26. 31, Shirt by SZA. 30, If I Get Caught by Division. 29, 7:12 p.m. by Future. 28, Are You Entertained by Russ and Ed Sheeran. 27, Neck and Wrist by Pusha T, Jay-Z, and Pharrell. 26 First Class by Jack Harlow. All right. 29, 7:12 p.m. by Future. Hardest lyric in the song in the of the year. You know, a lot of hard, very hardest verse. That's all I'm gonna say. He has that one line is like, I'm gonna take this up to God because I'm a god on the earth. Like, man, if you ever claim yourself to be God on earth, it's just such a funny term. Nothing religious, like I'm not talking about religious stuff. It's just like having that mentality is kind of funny. It's just interesting having that. Yeah, you know what I mean. All right. Are You Entertained definitely gets the award for the most random collab ever of the year. Russ and Ed Sheeran never would have thought these two would be partnered. If I Get Caught by Division, most just. Man, you just feel nasty listening to the song. But it's like, you know, it's a sweet, it's very melodic. I like the melody. All right. I don't like the lyrics. I don't support the lyrics, but it is also just a funny lyrical song. All right. Like, you know, if I get caught cheating, that don't mean I don't love you. That don't mean I lo don't love you. I mean, yeah, but oh shit. You still cheat at the end of the day. Let's move on. All right. Top 25 songs. Y'all ready? Let's get right into it, man. Let's get right into it. 25 through 21. 25, Unholy by Sam Smith, Kim Petras, and Kim Petras. 24, On BS by Drake and 21 Savage. 23, Scared Money by YG, J. Cole, and Moneybagg Yo. 22, Talk by Yeat. 21, Heated by Beyonce. This is a great group of songs, and I can't believe it's in the 20s. Unholy, what a nasty song. But we all love it. Like you listen to that song, you're just like kind of it's kind of like, man, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like but man, so it's one of the songs where you're like, I don't like the lyric. Like you're out in public and you say you like the song, and you're just like, you know what, I like the instrumental. Like the instrumental is really good. It's a nasty song. It's just like, ugh. But it's great. Yeah, that's how it is. Heated by Beyonce is a great. You know, I love the song, and then I found out Drake wrote it. I was like, this is why I love this. Because I don't know. Though you can definitely, I guess you can kind of tell, and that's whatever. On BS, yeah, great song. All right, top 20. Dua Lipa. Oh, we're gonna go one by one. Dua Lipa by Jack Harlow, very bouncy song. Jack Harlow does amazing at that, and I think it's a very trending sound, and I think it's a very popular sound that more artists should use. Dua Lipa, I'm trying to do more with her than Dua feature. Dua future, a few amazing wordplay, amazing. 19, I'm on one by Future and Drake. Drake's verse in this, amazing. Future's verse in this, amazing. They never miss. They really do not ever miss. They never do. 18, Sticky by Drake. Favorite song out of that Honestly Nevermind song, Honestly Nevermind album. Definitely gives off the whole, you know, drill vibes slash rap. It's like kind of in between, you know. All right, 17. Nobody Gets Me by SZA. What a great song this is. What a great just song. You know, when you listen to the SZA album, you're like, man, SZA is like toxic. You know, all that mess. But like this song, it's like, man, it's just nice to hear a girl being heartbroken. Like not, I'm saying this because there's so many like men like this too. When you a lot of men rap, you know, rap about, you know, the same old, same old. When girls rap, it's always the same old as well. So it's nice hearing a woman musician kind of like get out of that lane a little bit. I like when men do it as well. So I'm just saying, we need to stop making these like, oh, I don't need these people, man. I can't wait for the break. Like, Nah, I don't want to hear you heartbroken. Sorry, I gotta say about that. All right, 16, Pushing P by Gunna, Future Young Thug. Just a great overall. Just it's not even a song to me. It's just a great background song. It's a great background song when you're living life. But lyric, don't go to the lyrics. The lyrics are the most ridiculous. Like, it's just, they're not even saying, but it's amazing. I if you can do that, you're gonna have a long career. 15, Is There Someone Else by The Weeknd. Again, back to what I was saying about SZA. It's nice to hear someone kind of like heartbroken. Here's an example of a man also heartbroken. Is there like, man, is there someone else? Like, is there someone else that you like? It's nice hearing those songs. Yeah, great song. Yeah, more. 14. 14. What we got? Willing to Trust, Kid Cudi and Ty Dolla $ign. Kid Cudi dropped a really good album. Very surprising. Kid Cudi was probably the artist that I did not expect to be on my, like, on my radar. Especially in this decade. Again, Ty Dolla $ign, he shines in songs like this one. I've always said this, I've always believed this. Ty Dolla $ign just needs to just hop on songs. Do not make your own songs, Ty. Hop on other people's songs and you will have a long, he's already having a long career, but he will even be a bigger name. These two, man, honestly, these two need to make an album. Their voices align with each other. It's awesome. 13, London by Bia and J. Cole. I'm in London. I had to go and shop at the mall. Great song. I love the London references. It's not cheesy. It's cheesy, but like they kept going with the cheesiness, so I let it slide. If you're gonna be cheesy, you gotta be all the way cheesy. Great verses, great song. I usually don't like Bia, but it was her type of song. I think with Bia, she makes songs that you just feel, you don't feel that personal connection with her. It's but this song, you just felt like, wow, you wrote this from your heart. So yeah, I this is why I love the song, and it just these two pair well with each other, and they really had fun with it. Number 12. Broke Boys, I get out the Broke Boys by Drake and 21 Savage. This was a very, again, corny Drake song, but again, like I've always said, if you're gonna be cheesy, you gotta be all the way cheesy. If you're gonna be corny, you have to be, you have to keep going. It's a funny but great song. And sometimes it'd be true. And Drake is the only one I can get the song. Drake and 21, like, imagine if Kendrick or J. Cole is like, I can't talk to broke boys. You're not gonna take him serious. So, Drake is just going to his strengths. This is his strength. All right, number 11, Low by SZA. It was nice to hear SZA kind of go into the more Weeknd type of rappy, singy rappy. She definitely excelled in that in this song. And I like the message behind the song. Sometimes, man, you just gotta keep being low. You kind of like, you gotta let the noise dampen and you just gotta focus on yourself. You gotta focus on your life. And the best part to do that is kind of just not ignore everybody, but just kind of like, have a calm demeanor. Keep it on low. That's the song. All right, top 10. Top 10 songs of the year, man. Top 10. I'm very proud of this top 10. Number 10. Probably the most obscure, I guess, out of the top 10. Bomba by Luciano H. And Bia. Again, Bia sounds like she's comfortable in this. And this one, let me charge this. Bia sounds comfortable in this track. It just sounds like her, also with H. I had never heard of H, but I don't know. British rap has, it's just, it's all, it's getting, I think, getting more trendy. It's getting more fun to me. It's a very just chaotic song, and sometimes you just need a chaotic song in your life. So I love it. Number nine, Prince of Fame by Brent Faiyaz. This was a, the song is so good because, again, when an artist plays to their strength, it makes their song better. Brent Faiyaz is this calm demeanor, chill guy. So he has like lines and lyrics where he's like, you know, if you're comfortable, don't let anyone know. It's like, man, that is nice. The message behind the song as well, just like you have to, if you're living nice, if you're living good, don't tell people. Because for some reason, when you put that out in the air, life becomes bad for some reason. I don't know. It's like when you're comfortable, when you're content. But when you publicly say it sometimes, it comes across wrong and then people view you weird. So again, this was a very Brent type of song, and I loved it for it. Number eight, Cuff It by Beyonce. Awesome. Another just classic Beyonce song. This is a song where you don't feel like there's a chorus. Those are the best type of songs. When you can't tell, when you forget what the chorus is, you're like, is this whole song is the chorus? That is a good sign of a great song. Very fun. You know, one of those songs in the summer type of things. I feel like falling in love. I'm in the room. Like, very fun, party, laid back, nice song. And kudos to Beyonce. Seven. This ain't what you want. Just Wanna Rock by Lil Uzi Vert. What in the world is this song? First of all. Second of all, I love it. It's just a minute and 30 of just like chaoticness. There's like one verse, like eight lines, and it's like the chorus is like four lines, and half of it's just no lyrics, and half of it's like boom, 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 like sound effects. Great song. It's amazing. It's what you want out of Lil Uzi. You know, I think the message of the top, the theme of the top 10 is whenever you play to your strengths, you're gonna like Lil Uzi Vert cannot make a Brent Faiyaz song. Beyonce cannot make a Lil Uzi song. Like, it's amazing when you stick to your strengths. This is a very Uzi song. That's all I gotta say. Number six, I Ain't Worried. More in public. Very random song on my top 10. Song of the summer. This is the song of the summer. You know, with Top Gun, with that movie coming out, and you know, great movie, and you know, the song and that famous beach scene, and you know, it was a very iconic moment in the summer where, you know, not only is your song great in a movie, it's great out of the movie, and when you can do both, great things can happen. Great things happen to that song. And you know, this song is just such a fun, just like, man, it screams the month of June. One of the best months. And it's just like, it's nice. Next time I'm at a beach, well, I actually did go to the beach like the next month, and I was playing that song. So, and I will keep doing that. Number five, Churchill Downs by Jack Harlow and Drake. I first heard the song as a leak. It leaked a month before the song came out. Also, could not believe these two people paired with each other. There's been countless times, I think, in the past year on my YouTube channel, I've actually said Jack Harlow is the next Drake. And then they pair up with each other, and then the public says Jack Harlow is the next Drake. I'm like, man, I'm really a music intuitionist. Like, I know when something's about to happen. These two on one song play to their strengths. Very just bars on like lines on lines. No, Drake's verse in this, my goodness. So many great lines. Are you just you start like, wait, oh, Drake still's got it. He still has it. This is one of those songs where what's some he has some funny lines in this song. Man, I don't know. There's countless lines in the song where it's like, these type of songs are usually not popular, but it was just so good. Like, I don't know how to describe it. What is it? How can I address you when you don't own property? Hilarious. What's the other one? Jack Harlow has that one. This is a line. This is a song where you can get off a dumb line. It was like, I know my grandpa would have a heart attack if I pulled 100 grand out, so I'm not gonna pull 100 grand out. What the hell? What the heck? What's the other one? I got my realtor out here playing Monopoly. And this is one of the first songs whatever I heard Drake like take accountability. Rappers don't take accountability these days. Like he says, therapy sessions. I'm in the waiting room reading Forbes. No parental guidance. I just see divorce. Like, man. He doesn't really talk about his family issues much. So I really appreciated that. All right, man. Number four. Wait for You. Another Drake verse. Wait for You by Future, Drake, and Tims. Again, Future and wait, oh. What? And wait, okay. Number four. Wait for You. Yeah. Future Drake 10. Again, these two just do not miss. So these two had collab songs on Future's album. Both amazing. I think the other one was number 19 on my list. Amazing. It's just such a great song. Tims is one of those guys, one of those girls that is kind of, great kind of chorus sample type of girl. Drake's verse is very just like, I'm sitting on the balcony just thinking of you. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Like, it's very vulnerable. Future also gets vulnerable. Drake does a good job at getting Future vulnerable as well. They really are just very good teammates of each other in songs. And I think it really shows. And I think it really shows. I think they are in the studio a lot of the times they make songs. So, I respect it. Number three. Out of Time by The Weeknd. Man, this song makes you feel like you're in an airplane. It's just like, man. It feels like you're in heaven. Feels like you're above the sky, but out of time. It's, man, it's nice. It's just a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. There's not much to say about the song. It's just beautiful, simple, straight to the point. You wanted me, but I'm out of time. Like, the message is clear. Everything about this is great. Very legendary song, and I appreciate this song. That's all I say about it. It's very beautiful. All right, here we go. Top two. Number two, Major Distribution by Drake and 21 Savage. I listened to the song and I was like, whoa. I've never heard a pocket like that. You got these little intervals and verses and song lyrics. He found a pocket that I never really heard of, like that kind of syncopation. There was times where I thought he was gonna go on this beat, but he goes on another beat of the measure, and it's like, wait, like I really like the song because it really was different in the rhythmic part of rap. And 21 kind of did the same thing. So it was definitely just a wild ride of just of the rhythm in the song. And it's very addicting to rap to. So yeah, I mean it's very addicting. So yeah, it's yeah, it's not much to say about it. It's kind of it was very new. I think a very new type of sound that I hadn't heard in a while, and I really did like it. Really liked it. All right, man. Number one, number top song of 2022. Do I look red? Nothing's red right now. Camera is. All right, number one song, man. Can y'all guess? I think y'all actually can. Yes. Number one, Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. I never really liked Steve Lacy's music, to be clear. This is the only song of Steve Lacy I've ever had on my rankings. But I've always kind of like, respected him because he's that bedroom type of producer, engineer, makes it in his closet, makes music very simple. And I really like that. I really like when musicians just say they just do it on their own. So, and for me to, for my top song of the year, every year, it has to be a song that is like, pretty a pretty long song mixed with like, does it feels like two or three songs. This song is another example. It feels like two to three songs, and it's you think it's gonna end, but it doesn't, and then you're just like, man, another song. It's just I think that is the recipe for having a yeah. All my songs are just either long and they're just very addicting to listen to, and I think those are the best songs when you can perfect a track that feels like multiple feelings and multiple songs. And also the message was very interesting. It was very we've all had situations, I feel like this is more like a high school thingy or maybe college where like, we liked someone, we liked a girl, we liked a guy where, we didn't know that years after they would like us. And we were like, man, we should have like, man, I didn't know that girl liked me back then. I would have said something. Or, oh, this person liked me. Oh, I should have like asked her out on a date. Like, it's just, we don't have many songs like that as well. So I thought it was very unique in that aspect as, with that. So, and this is all by himself. He's no features. So yeah, this has all the recipe. This has everything. I love these type of songs. Socially as well, it was a big deal worldwide. It grew organically. Also, this was a song I loved first right off the bat. I remember texting people like, man, I like the Steve Lacy song. I usually don't like Steve Lacy, but I like this song. And they're like, why? I kind of like this song too. I think it was a very agreed upon song where I think a lot of people, demographics, ages, everybody. If you take the average, I think this song is the best overall song of the 2022 year. It came out at a perfect time. It came out in May. It came out, I think, April, May, leading into the summer. And it was just such a great and unique newness to it. And yeah, I really did appreciate that. It was very I really appreciated it. Very good song, very good everything. Not Yeah, so I think very addicting to listen to. I wish I knew. Like you can make fun of the song as well. Like very meme culture-esque. Yeah, so just overall. What you do? Made a move. Kind of made a move. Wish I knew. I wish I knew. I just. Fun to listen to. Yeah, it's just so much fun to listen to. Yeah, that's top song of the year. Bad Habit by Sea Lazy. Woo! We made it. How long is the video? 35 minutes. Gosh. All right, well, I think that's that wraps this up. I have a link in the description with my playlist that has all these songs. Feel free to listen to it and feel free to be like, hey, this list sucks. Feel free to say that as well. Or be like, wow, you're an amazing musical judge. Feel free to say that as well. All right. That's about it. Thank y'all for listening. If y'all made it to this whole video, appreciate it. Yeah, that's top 9 songs of the year, 2022. Whew. See y'all next year. Thank you. Bye. Wait. Pinned it.